It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a number of outdoors groups in Wisconsin are opposing the proposal to remove DNR scientist positions. We'll hear the argument against those cuts.
First state lawmakers heard testimony yesterday on the subject of campaign finance laws in Wisconsin. This comes as some state lawmakers consider changes to Wisconsin's already complex finance laws, ones that haven't been keeping up with the times, according to some who testified.
State Elections Chief Kevin Kennedy said that due to a number of court cases, Wisconsin campaign finance laws have become wholly inadequate to the times. Others pointed to the appearance of corruption as political donations get bigger, elections more costly than ever. That's got some calling for a total rewrite of the state's campaign finance laws.
Joining us now is Matt Rothschild, who testified at yesterday's hearing. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and the former editor and publisher of the Progressive magazine. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to start with a quote from yesterday's hearing. Madison attorney Mike Wittenweiler called on state lawmakers to get to work on Chapter 11 campaign finance laws. And here's what he said. He said, "Don't sit and edit Chapter 11. Don't sit and tweak things. Rewrite the damn thing." Do you think that's what's needed in Wisconsin, to rewrite Chapter 11?
Well, it is complicated and hard for the layperson to understand, and a lot of the court decisions have wreck some of the things in there, so it's not a bad idea to rewrite it. What concerns me, and what also concerned Jay Heck of Common Cause, who testified yesterday, is that some of the Republicans and maybe even a few Democrats in the legislature want to lift limits on contributions, and that's about the last thing we need. There's also a push by some Republican legislators to have less disclosure. Again, we need more disclosure. We should have transparency here in Wisconsin so that we know where all this money is coming from. I mean, our political system is awash in money right now, and to my mind, our democracy is drowning in that money. And to have less transparency, to not let the citizens of Wisconsin know where that money is coming from, I think is absurd and leads us down a very dangerous road.
If Wisconsin did go in that direction, what do you think would change? I mean, in light of recent Supreme Court rulings lifting aggregate campaign donations, Citizens United, would Wisconsin be more in keeping with the direction that may be trending?
Well, it's a terrible direction to be trending in any event, and there is a movement afoot here in Wisconsin and around the country to amend the U.S. Constitution to overturn Citizens United and to say once and for all that corporations aren't persons and money isn't speech. In fact, in 54 villages, towns, cities, and counties across this great state, people have voted by overwhelming margins that they're in favor of such an amendment, and there is a bill in the legislature that Lisa Subek introduced that would help us do just that. But look, what could happen if we continue down this road? There'd be perhaps unlimited amounts of money that individuals could give directly to candidates. Do we really want to go back 120 years to that kind of thing? Do we want corporations to be giving directly to candidates? I don't think that's the direction we ought to go to. I think we need to put the skids on this and turn it around.
Now, as far as Chapter 11 goes, what would you think it would be needed? What would need to be done to simplify Chapter 11 and make it more clear for people? Because right now it sounds as though it's a bit of a tangle.
Well, we need to have a clear limit on contributions and what they are. We need to define what coordination is, so it's clear that these so-called outside groups, independent groups, can't go meeting and strategizing with a candidate and say that they're not working together or coordinating together when, in fact, they're colluding together. So those are a couple of areas. We need to be clear on disclosure and what the disclosure requirements are so that the layperson can know what to expect. Those are the three biggest things that we're looking at.
Now, there have been critiques about disclosure, some Republicans saying that it may be unfair to disclose who a donor's employer is because that reflects more on the employer than the donor. What about that?
Well, it's funny because there was a funny kind of debate yesterday. Justice Antonin Scalia has said that people should be able to stand up and in public for their political acts, including contributions, that they shouldn't be afraid, and this wouldn't be the home of the brave if people weren't brave enough to stand up and say, you know, who they support. And so so it was funny for me, for one thing, to be quoting Justice Antonin Scalia favorably, which I was, and even funnier for one of the conservative lawyers on the Republican side saying he totally disagreed with Justice Antonin Scalia on that. And even in the Citizens United case, the Supreme Court justices, by a vote of 8-1, said that the people should have to disclose, not only when they are giving money directly to candidates, but when they're giving to groups that are even issuing just issue ads. So the courts, this is the one good area where the Supreme Court has made a stand for public transparency. And even that doesn't satisfy a lot of the people in the Republican legislature, unfortunately.
But what if your employer, you're the donor, your employer has one political perspective, you have another? Is it fair to you, the donor?
Well, it's disclosed that it is not the company that is giving the money. So actually the Republicans were worried about whether it was fair to the employer or not, whether it was fair to the employee. And corporations, bosses should not be able to discriminate against you for how you are voting. And if they're doing so, you should have some recourse in the courts.
We're talking about campaign finance laws right now in Wisconsin with Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, in your testimony yesterday, you said Wisconsin is overly dependent on large private contributions, which is subjecting our democratic process to a potential corrupting influence. Have you seen this in action during the past decade or so in Wisconsin politics?
Yeah, I cited several examples in my testimony, and the language you read really wasn't mine. That's in the statute. That's in the opening paragraph of Chapter 11 on Wisconsin campaign finding, a very good language, in fact, about the principle to limit the amount of money and to increase disclosure and to stop corruption. The clearest example, I think, over the last couple of years was when Representative Joel Clayfish introduced a bill that would have helped reduce the child support, of all things, of one of his largest campaign contributors. This was one bill that would have had tremendous assistance to his biggest donor, but would reduce child support. And who's in favor of that? And so that was a clear giveaway. We had a case of GTAC, Gogebic Taconite, giving $700,000 to Wisconsin Club for Growth in 2011, and they spent oodles of money on the recalls to keep Republicans in power, and these very Republicans then rewrote the mining bill largely along the specs provided by the company. You know, those are examples of potential corrupting influence. And I also cited one during Governor Doyle's time when he was raising money from the Ho-Chunk, Potawatomi, and Oneida tribes. And then when he got reelected, he gave them sweetheart deals on their casinos. So a lot of this stuff just doesn't pass the smell test. And what I'm afraid of is that we're going to have more and more corruption like this if the Republicans raise the limits on contributions or totally destroy those limits and don't give us disclosure.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He testified at yesterday's hearing on campaign finance in Wisconsin.